MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Keith McLachlan, CIO at Integral Asset Management. Keith, appreciate the early morning time. There are tens of thousands of stocks listed across the world. I'm always, truthfully, sometimes just amazed at what some of them are and how niche they are. One that you hold in your offshore AMC is Lotus Bakeries, a Belgium company founded in 1932. And to be perfectly blunt, they make biscuits, yet they make them immensely well and immensely profitably, which is just, I mean, I suppose, patently, there's money in biscuits. Who knew?
Morning, Simon. Absolutely. I mean, just to think about it conceptually, what makes a really, really good business is a simple, replicable process that you can scale massively and has got some degree of pricing power and a large total addressable market. Biscuits is that. You're producing a largely homogenous product, and you can scale the factories, you can scale the volumes, you can open up new geographies. You just got to have a really good biscuit. And they do. Their biscuit's almost a century old at this point. What they've done over the last, and by the way, it's worth noting that the original family still controls the business and, in fact, runs it. I think we're in the third or fourth generation now of the family running the business. And it's growing at 20-odd percent on top line, and that trickles all the way down to the bottom line. Where EPS is growing about 21%. Volumes in last period was a 16% up. How have they done this? Well, as they've replicated and grown the volumes of biscuits sold, they've done that into new geographies, new markets. They've expanded the product range gently sideways into, for example, spreads and ice creams. Mm-hmm. And they've stepped into, for example, healthy snacking food. So they're really a confectionery and snacking company, kind of, you know, like the big daddy on the block in terms of this is Mondelez, but you also have, say, Pepsi and Coke that have this. If you think about Coke's formula was so one product that's universally demanded really, really, really well everywhere. And that's exactly what Lotus Bakeries has done. And then from there, they grow out. But you're getting such great returns on capital at that point that you can self-fund.
And it's Biscoff Cookies is the one most folks will recognize, the brand. I like what you said there. It's that it's the lack of complexity, I suppose, that actually makes them so incredibly successful. And brand, I mean, brand is the big one. And you go to Coke. I mean, Coke was, you know, there are many ways I can get a cool drink, but there's only one Coke. And Pepsi's tried, and there's still only one Coke. Brand is perhaps the other key ingredient to that simplicity in the process.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and the intangible aspect of the fact that when we are saying Biscoff, probably over half of the listeners know exactly what brand we're talking about. In fact, one of Biscoff's regional manufacturing plants is in South Africa. So they've really, really, really done well to get the brand recognized, known, out there, consistent, and the like. And from that, from that intangible kind of backbone, you can launch quite a bit. But stepping back to your statement about simple, what is underappreciated is that as a business gets bigger, there is a returns to scale that happens. Mm. But quietly in the background, there's something called the complexity curve that ramps up as well. And a complexity curve is a cost. You want simple businesses, generally speaking, to generate better returns on capital than complex businesses. So at some point, the complexity curve ramps up faster than returns to scale, and in fact, deadens that returns to scale. That's why really, really, really big businesses tend to be complicated and in fact become mature and start to become too complex, and therefore their returns start to go backwards. Lotus is managing to avoid that by sticking very much to its knitting. So at the center, sell the Biscoff biscuit everywhere.
100%. Take you on that, and I like the view of that curve between simple and complex. The other that you've got in the fund is Sprouts Farmers Market. My sense is they're kind of like a food lovers that we would know in South Africa. This is again a niche US retailer, but it's kind of doing retail almost the old school way. And yes, there are supply chains and efficiencies, but it's finding its niche and sort of sticking to its knitting.
So the way I'd phrase it is food lovers market is like Sprouts in South Africa. They largely model in the same thing, and I think Sprouts came long before them. It's called the Theatre of Food. So when you walk in, as opposed to a Checkers or a Pick and Pay that has aisle shopping, you walk into a Sprouts and you can see from one corner to the other corner, and there's piles of colorful fruit and vegetables. Mm. And so it looks like a theater. It looks wonderful to walk through it. But yes, I mean, to your point, Sprouts has got a little over 400 stores. 70% of its products are attribute driven, meaning, you know, vegetarian, vegan, gluten free, things like that, and more exotic. So very, very much focused on fresh produce, attribute driven foods, focused on theater of food, and then the final, perhaps not so obvious element, is that they have direct from farmer fresh supply chain. Mm-hmm. So even someone like Amazon that comes in, you know, you can buy a lot of things. It's very hard to buy fresh. It's very hard to rebuild fresh, because those are daily, if not minute by minute, supply chains that are running 24/7. But Sprouts has done a fantastic job of, because at the start of COVID, there was a new CEO that came in. They were trying to compete with the Amazons and the like by going for volume and having lots of discounts. And he redesigned it. He said, no. We're a niche. We're focused. Mm-hmm. We're attribute driven, full price. This is not discount. Make sure the food is good. Make sure the food is fresh. Stores. So their latest stores they're rolling out, iterations are in fact smaller. And they're managing to get the same sales out of smaller stores, so therefore the economics are better, your trading density is better. And this is a company that's really cleaned up its focus, doubled down on what it's done, and it's shooting lights out. It's comparable store sales in Q3 24. Remember, when the consumer is under pressure in America, their like for like comparable store sales was up 8.4%.
Wow.
You know, that's in US dollars. That's something that ShopRite would give left leg to achieve. Really, really great result from Sprouts.
Theatre of Food. I like that phrase. And it is. You walk into a food lover's theatre of food. Keith McLachlan, CIO, Integral Asset Management. Always appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.